And he's saying part of the process of transitioning is actually, indeed, as you are all doing, waiting for the moment where you feel that there is that momentum going forward that will kind of push you towards the corner. And you're kind of all idling and neutral at this point in time, Lynn included. And George is saying that idling and neutral is very much like the old Chinese proverb where you go sit by, when you are troubled, you go sit by the water and you leave your troubles to the water. But when you sit too long by the water, you will accumulate troubles that somebody else upstream has kind of shuffled downstream. So there's, George is saying that idling in neutral, waiting for what good will come to you, because there is a lot of good coming to all of you here tonight. And that is good because your body at this point in time, your body needs that pause. Your body needs to get stronger in terms of being more into alignment with who you truly are, because you, all of you have walked your life really feeling and falling into alignments and disalignment. And at this point in time, you were really keen and willing to stay within that alignment that is yours and only yours. And so it is fine that you are in neutral, but remember that for things to move forward, there needs to be that first step. There needs to be that motion forward. And it doesn't mean that you need to take this huge step. Okay, I've decided that this is what I'm going to do, and I will bring it forth by doing this, 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 and that. They're saying, no, this is the old paradigm that you don't need to do anymore. Been there, done that. But George is really saying that you need to start to take small steps towards looking at, okay, what specifically do I want? What are the components that will make what I want come to fruition, that will attract the next steps for me to take? Because when we are turning a corner, we do need that clear vision of what it, not what it is necessarily, because sometimes we don't know what where we are going forward into, but you need to feel, what does that feel in your body so that you are able to recognize it when it comes to you, and not letting it go by without acknowledging that, oh, that's the feeling, that's what I'm looking for. So by, it's all good to make what list of what you don't want, but it's also important to make a list of what do you want and how does that make you feel within your body? And what can I start to do to bring more of that forward into my life, into my current life, so that I attract more of that? But it's really recognizing the opportunities that will be coming to each and every one of you. And so that is my response to your question.
Thank you.
Thank you.